Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, National Award-winning Investor of the Year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I'm going to do the show backwards. Normally, I read you an email, and then I comment on the email, because the email has something to teach you in the process, and I want to be able to use that common sense approach to taking on the concerns and the interests that other people have. But this email is completely different because this is someone who is one of my avid listeners who is beating me up for exactly the opposite reason. And two or three basic premises. And by the way, I am going to read the letters to you, the emails, but they're arduous. I mean, they're painful. This guy is really motivated to say something loud to people, and specifically me. And he wants to make these points. And I rebutted his points with one email. And then he came back with another email to even fight harder for his points. And so I think it's time that we take just a moment out and we talk about why there is a show called the Del Walmsley Radio Show. This gentleman seems to think that what that show is for the people who already believe in what I believe in. He believes that this show is for those of you that already think real estate investing is a good thing to do and that passive streams of income is a good idea and that the show should stick 100% to that genre. And what he doesn't understand, because he listens and has probably listened to one of my guys that works for me for the last 25 or 30 years, he does radio shows, but sticks primarily to just real estate investing. But that's not why I'm on the radio too. He's on the radio to share with you these ideas and whatever. There's plenty of that there. But I'm not just about real estate. I determined a long time ago that real estate is easy and people are difficult, and what the real challenge in the world is getting people to open their mind to something different than the same old garbage they've been taught their entire life, which is go to school, get good grades, get into college, get good grades there, get a job, work the rest of your life in a cubicle, be miserable, buy a house, go into debt, get a car, go into debt, get a dog, kick the dog, get a wife, have some kids, and then get old, lose your job, and try to live off what you saved. I mean, that's your life. In 5 seconds of misery, that's the normal person's life in America. And my message is that's not good enough. That it's not about money. It's not about real estate. It's about the quality of your life. And you can't have quality of life when you have a dictated, brainwashed approach to life. And that's why I spend most of my time talking about this dictated, brainwashed approach to life. The second thing this gentleman doesn't understand is that this radio show isn't here to teach real estate, although we give you tremendous amounts of insight into it. We actually have a program that teaches real estate. Within 2 days, I can get you up and going, and within no time at all, within a year or two, you can be retired. That's not what this show is trying to do. You can't teach that kind of quality information over the radio in 30-second sound bites. That isn't going to work. What this show is about is what this gentleman doesn't want it to be about. What this show is about is grabbing people for the first time. They've never heard talk like this in their life and bringing them close to the radio to go, what is this? Why is this guy saying these things? Who is this guy? And what can we do to hear more? That's what this show is about. It's about saving people. Hundreds of people a day are tuning in for the first time. I get the emails. I get the calls. They want to know, holy smokes, where have you been my whole life? I say, I don't know. I've been here for years. Where have you been? See, there's never enough out there for people that need what I have to offer. So what did I offer? I am the Lone Ranger in this country right now that offers common sense. Everybody else is on one of two or three insane bandwagons, and there's nobody else out there to Pied Piper the truth and to change what these people hear. You can take the political genre guys. You can take somebody like Rush Limbaugh or Hannity. These guys have been screaming into radio mics for 10, 20, 30 years. Have they ever got a politician elected? No. Have they ever got one bill passed? No. Have they ever saved one person? No. Have they ever made one person rich? No. What have they ever done other than to sit at the end of a mic and instill and incite hatred? That's all these guys do. It's just pure hatred across the board. Class warfare from the bottom, from the Democratic side of the radio chain, to class warfare from the top, from the Republican side of the chain, and they just banter back and forth. And we are the dumb idiots out here that have to sit and listen to this stuff. The average person sits there and listens to hours and hours of this stuff a day. Now, then there's your financial planner group. There's the Ponzi scheme group. The ones that say you should gamble your life away in the stock market, that if you're just a little smarter than the next guy, you'll be able to win in this Ponzi scheme of the world. Just got to study and listen to them because they know it all. Of course, they don't have any money. They'll never come on radio and show me their finances and how much they made by their stock investments. No, because they don't ever make any money from stock investments. They make money off of you and you know it. I'll be happy to show them how I made millions of dollars on real estate transactions in the last couple of years because I actually... Oh my God, I'm actually a real estate investor. Heaven forbid somebody actually do the stuff they talk about. I don't see these stockbroker financial planner dudes doing anything to make money other than to work, to have a job. And then there's the infamous Dave. The Dave who has everybody out there believing now, the largest listenership in the radio world has everybody believing that we need to go back down to being lower middle class. We need to get out of debt and be broke. And live like that for the rest of our lives, along with the concept of like, I got in a car accident, so I should never drive a car again. I'll have a bicycle. I couldn't control my finances. I got into debt. I didn't know how to control credit, so I should never use credit again. Ever in the rest of my life, I'm going to be an ignorant little Dave Ramsey follower for the rest of my life. Now, folks, what this guy is saying in his letter is, these people exist. You know it, Dell. Leave them alone. Let them stay out there with these people. They've got all those people. We've only got you, Dell, so please just share our message with us. But what you don't understand is I've saved tens of thousands of Dave Ramsey listeners from themselves and from Dave. I've saved tens of thousands Rush Limbaugh listeners from themselves. And I will not be happy, my friends, until I'm on every radio station in this country where they're at. Not because I want to put them off the air, not because I want to compete with them ego-wise, because there needs to be somebody else that the person can find on the radio that they are not trapped into listening to this political mumbo jumbo and this stupid financial information given by people just trying to rip them off and get their money out of their hands and into theirs. It's time for something different. I may be that person. Maybe somebody else will be. But the country is sick and tired of the political BS that goes on in the radio every day, and they're sick and tired of the Dave Ramsey's, let's just get out of broke, and they're sick and tired of the stocks and bonds predictors that say they have the secret method that will allow you to become rich with the stock market when no one ever does. After they brainwash you down to believing that a 10% per year growth in the stock market over the last 20 years is real, and that people all are gradually growing their wealth. And then I find email after email after email that comes to me. I lost $100,000. I lost $800,000. I have an email right now. I'll show you a guy who lost $800,000 in the stock market in just 1 year. No, my friends, these guys, they need competition for ideas. They need competition for ideas so that the world doesn't have to blindly follow their ignorance anymore. It's time for me to get out there or someone like me. I don't care if it's not me. Let's get somebody like me on the air and let's go into every city there is. I want you to do this for me right now. I'm begging you to do this. Call the radio station you're listening to, or if you're listening to this on podcast, call a station. Go to our website, go to there, call that website, call that station, tell that station manager, we want more Del Walmsley. Or if they don't have Del Walmsley, we want Del Walmsley. Because it's time for you to get some variety in your listening. It's time for you to get a different belief system available to you. It's time for you to get underneath the tyranny of bad ideas. It's time. And when we come back, we're going to go into emails. Some good ones, some bad ones, but all of them interesting. Starting with the gentleman that wants to take me apart at the seams.
Now, from the files of Del Walmsley.
You're doing so well making money because you're a millionaire means nothing to someone who is a billionaire. It's small potatoes. just like this guy telling me that, hey, I've retired and I saved $1 million, and man, I've made it. That's it. I'm successful. And I'm saying, no, sir. In your mind, you're successful. In the world of the upper one percentile, you haven't even come close. You see, the upper one percentile of human beings in America control 80% of the wealth. You have to be at 3.5 million just to break into the upper 1%. So that puts you in the lower 19th percentile. Because people in the upper 20 percentile control 90-95% of all the wealth in this country is owned by the upper 20%. So this gentleman is obviously in that upper 20%. So he's nowhere near as successful as the people in my program that have gone out and bought 4 or 5 apartment complexes. Nowhere near, not even close. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes. Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
We're having an argument about whether or not you should help enough other people or just the same people over and over again. And one of the things that this gentleman was argumentative about in his emails was that he thought that I shouldn't get into politics. When he says, look, Del, you're constantly stating that you don't think politics has anything to do with it, they won't ever help anybody, which is true. That is my belief system, that politics are a waste of time. He says, why do we even bother to bring it on to our radio show then and pound us with the same political BS that everybody else is out there pounding us with? And I'll tell you why. Because 50% of this country pay no taxes. 50% of this country are ignorant, poor people that have no idea what's going on in the world because they get no information other than the ignorant information they get. I happen to actually like rap music. Why? Because unlike you, I grew up in a place you've probably never heard of called Florissant, Missouri. Oh, you have heard of it, haven't you? People getting killed and beat up every day. That's the way of life there. I got beat up on almost an everyday basis when I lived there. So you want to know why I am so adamant? Because I know that if I could get their minds out of that gutter, I could get them back into our society and make them successful and show them how to become wealthy, happy, retire early. Everything else that everybody else could do, I could get them there if I could get the message into that jungle and get it to where people could listen to it. Yes, I said I like rap music because I grew up with rap music, but I don't live by the laws of rap music. Do you understand that? That I grew up in that stuff, how they act and how they think and what they want and why they want it. But I changed because somebody got some information in between my ears that made some sense. Besides the hogwash that's disseminated. So you've got all these people out there that he doesn't want me to spend time wasting my time on. And I'm telling you, if I hook one of them, it's well worth it. Even if I normally only hook one. Because every person on this earth you can save from that kind of insanity is one more person that weighs in the direction that makes sense in life. Now, there's people all over the place that are, and he talks about them being, It's a blindly addicted to people of Dave Ramsey, blindly addicted to people of Del Wamsley, blindly addicted to people who don't even care, don't even know what was even actually saying. It doesn't even matter because they're blindly addicted. And I agree with him. But I have to say to you that I'm also blindly addicted to physical fitness. I've been blindly addicted to physical fitness since I was 14 years old, and I went from a 200-pound fat kid and worked my way into Mr. Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana. I won many, many, many competitions because I became blindly addicted to physical fitness, and now guess what I do still 5 days a week? I go blindly down to the gym for some fitness. See, I don't think blindly addicted to something is wrong. What I think is wrong is being blindly addicted to the wrong things. So being blindly addicted to food and being a 300-pound fat person is not quite equal to being blindly addicted to physical fitness. And nor is being blindly addicted to an insane set of political commentary people who say nothing of any consequence, that do nothing for society. That's not the same rare addiction as being addicted to Del Wamsley and ideas that will change your life, that when you're done using the ideas, you're going to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. No, it's a completely different argument, my friends. Now, let's take Dave Ramsey for a second. At least this guy does something decent for people. If I had to choose yelling in my ear about garbage day in and day out, or I could listen to Dave Ramsey, I'd like to at least listen to Dave Ramsey because he's got a little tenderness to him. He actually sounds like he cares about these people, which I think he does. The problem is he cares about these people as if he's a kindergarten teacher. I have teachers in my family. Almost everybody in my family is a teacher. And you know what? They all love their students. And a kindergarten teacher thinks that that kindergarten teacher has done the best job that they can do raising these kids up for our society. But would a kindergarten teacher like Dave Ramsey ever say, stay with me now? No. Dave Ramsey should be screaming at the top of his lungs, now that you're out of debt and you can get good credit ratings, go see Del Wamsley and get rich. That's what he should be saying. But he's not saying that. He's saying no, don't ever go into debt ever again. You can't drive, so you should never drive again. You can't control your credit, so you should never use credit again. This is infantile kindergarten banter. It makes no sense at all. And I am going to fight against it as hard as I can. So again, every single day, all over the country, hundreds of new people luck into me, get told by one of their friends, hey, check this out. And it changes them. But folks, the reason why the radio show has to go on and on and on is because it takes longer than one radio show most times to get across enough points. And the very fact that I have to say the same thing over and over again many times is because you've got Dave Ramsey for 25 years telling you, pay off all your debt. Even though debt can make you maximum rate of returns, very wealthy, his only banter is pay off all your debt. Eat beans and rice. Get a second job. And so if you hear that same thing for 25 years, and then your friends hear it, and your parents hear it, and everybody else in the radio world hears it, you start to believe. If you tell the same lie long enough and loud enough, people will believe it. But it's a lie. That's not the way to have a great life. That's the way to have an okay life. Okay? So if you want to get away from an okay life and get up to a great life, you're going to have to do something different. What gets in the way of a great life? An okay life. You're stuck at okay. And I'm here to blast you out of it. That's why I yell and scream and banter. And the guy was all about, why do you yell and scream? Man, he likes my partner who has worked for me for 25 or 30 years. He talks in a nice, quiet, calm tone like this all the time. He never gets excited about anything. And he just continues to carry on the message of passive streams of income. Wonderful message. Except it doesn't change people's lives. Somebody has to wake you up, slap you in the face and say, hey, get off the couch and go do something. Turn off these other people. And I've got people send me emails all the time. If I wanted to, I could have a testimonial day every single day between the people that I've made rich and the people who send me emails that say I've changed their lives. But that's not what the show's for. The show is to grab you. You, that one single person that's on the edge of their seat that listened for the first time today or the first time yesterday, and you now need to hear it like it is. The truth, that's what you need to hear. If you took away their ability to cut you off, to cut you off on the radio, to cut you off on TV, to have the power of the microphone, if they had to actually talk to somebody one-on-one, it wouldn't work. They'd get destroyed.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
first segment of my life got me away from controlling, manipulative people telling me that I have to be as messed up as they are in life. That was my parents. And so I learned you do not have to be controlled, manipulated. And number two, you don't have to be as messed up as the people around you. You don't have to believe the lies that they live in their life every day. You can live a different way, even though they tell you it's the only way to live. I found out you don't have to be fat. You don't have to be physically out of shape, and you don't have to let people push you around and berate you and make you feel terrible about yourself. You can fix all of those things. So I learned to take physical control of my life, self-control of my mental ability to say, in which I use it even to this day, willpower, to say I'm going to stop eating and I'm going to stop drinking and I'm going to start exercising, and realize that you don't need all that stuff. You think you need it. It's really an addiction. Food is an addiction. Alcohol is an addiction. Spousal acceptance is an addiction. Many people just do whatever their spouse tells them to do, and you find you waste hours and hours and hours a day not getting anything done that you need to get done because you're doing the minutiae of life that people want you to put into your life. And I found I didn't have to do that. We'll come back with more of the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Wamsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Our number here is 866-945-6565. I've got someone holding on the line right now that I'm going to let in just a second. But before I go, I'm going to throw some positivity and some negativity on top of this rant so that there's more here than just ranting about whether or not this show should be on the air. But just listen to this one. Guy sent an email, said to one of our lead investors, says, I have a situation which I planned on using my IRA money, by the way, he really meant his 401k money, to invest in your next deal. I can't get the money unless I get laid off. This may happen next week because Baker Hughes is letting off 7,000 people, 11% of their staff. If I don't lose my job, I'll have to pass on this opportunity because I can't move the money from my active 401k. See, he was really talking about his 401k. So I sent this email back to the guy, and I said to the lead investor, I said, sir, no problem. Tell the guy he can borrow half his money out of there and don't let his people lie to him about that. He can get half his money up to $50,000 and then let him get into your deal with that amount of money. He says, absolutely, that's what I'll do. I'll take care of this guy because he's been in deals with me in the past. That's the kind of love you get here at Lifestyles. Next email says, I just wanted you to know I just distributed $490,000 in cash from my 7 properties as a distribution for the fourth quarter. This did not include refinance event, just straight cash flow for the fourth quarter. $490,000 distributed, folks. Let's talk to Rush about that. Let's talk to Dave Ramsey about that. That will change lives more than paying off an old junker car. All right? He then goes on, in third quarter, we did refinance, and we cashed out $1.3 million tax-free. So this guy in 2 quarters last year produced for him and his partner's families $1.8 million. Now, let's let these guys tell us what they've done for anybody that comes even close to that. Holding now is David from Houston. David, how can I help you today? What do you want to comment on?
Hey, I don't know what these bozos sending emails are talking about. You need to keep doing exactly what you're doing, because what you're talking about is a belief system. And I was lucky enough not to have to work in college, and I spent all that extra time reading, like, biographies of business people, and that's exactly what you're doing, because the average person is listening to this garbage, and they're never going to hear about the successful person. There's very few successful people sending them that back to the people, and that's what you're doing. You're saying, look what I did, here's how I did it, and you can do it too.
Great, I appreciate that, man. That's nice. Anything else you want to add?
That's it.
Thank you, David. Yes, I hope other people believe the same way, because I really do want to get it out there. And by the way, again, I'm asking you all right now. I don't ask for a lot in return. You know, I am retired since I was 35. I do have a lot of money. There is no real reason I have to be sitting here doing this. So I ask for this. I believe if you help enough other people in this world get what they want, you can have whatever you want. What I want you to call your radio stations today and tell them you need Del Walmsley on your station. If they're not already have me, if they already have, say, hey, you need 2 hours of him. I need 2 hours a day on every station in the country to be able to compete with ideas with Dave Ramsey and Rush Limbaugh and all these other crazy stock and bond guru guys that are just out of their mind. Go on to this next email here. It says, Del, you really hit a chord. I couldn't get through to your show in Dallas. I have two questions I've never heard you discuss. One, why not buy houses, fix them up, sell it, but carry the note so you're not a landlord? I figure it may be 11% return if the rate is 9.5. What's the biggest drawback that you wouldn't want to do? The reality is this, okay, because I talked to a guy today. I sent him an email, said if you'd like to debate me about owner financing or not, I'd be happy to do that with him on the show. But the deal is this. When we buy the real estate, we own it, we control it. If it goes up in value, we get the gain. If you owner finance to somebody and it goes up in value, they get the gain. But if we're owner finance it and they decide to destroy it, then we're going to get stuck fixing it because they're going to move out and we're still going to have to fix it. They won't fix it. If there is a recession and the value goes down, they'll just walk away from the house and we'll be stuck. So we don't get any of the upside potential, but we get all of the downside potential. Let's go to the next level. Our money's still in the deal, and we're taking our money and earning, like this gentleman said, okay, anywhere between 9 and 11% on interest, when we could be out there earning anywhere from 10 to 20% on cash flow and another 100% on capital gains. So we're giving away the 100% on capital gains just to earn a cash flow. And last, the cash flow on a note, which is interest, is taxable income. And we have no depreciation. So the guy that owns it is going to get the write-offs, all the tax write-offs. We get none of them, and we're going to pay taxes on the income that we earn from the note. Whereas if we own the rental house, our rental income is not going to be taxable. It's going to be deferred by depreciation if it's done correctly. So there is no logic. There's one last set of logics that really fall into play in this argument too, and that's this. If I tell you that the secret in life, and if you ever take my seminar for 2 days, you're going to hear it over and over and over again. The secret to becoming wealthy is leverage, getting other people to let you use their money to become rich with. What is the exact opposite of leverage? Letting somebody else use your money. So whenever you're a note for somebody else, you're helping them. You're not helping you. You're helping them. Actually, I have a note for somebody, a friend of mine. But I did it as a friend because he couldn't get financing. And so I just said, okay, I'll lend you the money, 5%, whatever it is, 6%, I can't remember what it was. But the bottom line was this, is that I did it for him. It wasn't doing me any good. That money could do me way more good investing in real estate. So it's a bad idea. And so the guy didn't give his name, so I can't even say who he is. Next question he has, how about buying self-storage property instead of apartments? No plumbing or heater cooling problems. Thanks for your openness, blah, blah, blah. Well, first of all, there is heating, cooling, and plumbing problems with those. They have all those things. If you have any kind of a decent storage house, you're going to have some air conditioned and heated storage, some temperature controlled stuff. Otherwise, it's just garbage. You own a garbage place. But the reality is that self-storage business isn't a bad business. It has a lot of similarities to real estate investing, but it's not as easy to raise the rents as you can on apartments. The last thing about storage thing is that, and by the way, like I'm saying, it's not a bad little business. I looked into it a couple times. I just could get better deals on apartments than on storage units. I made more and it was easier to operate. But here's the deal. With the storage units, they're not a bad little deal. But again, what gets in the way of a great deal? An okay deal, that kind of a thing, is what it comes down to. Oh, I know what it was. In a recession, what do you think the first thing people stop paying is? Their home where they live or their storage unit where they keep their crap? I bet you any amount of money it's their storage unit where they keep their crap, because that's far less necessary when times get tough than where you live. Where you live becomes very important. Now, back to this last email, because I just ran over it quickly because I wanted to get to Dave to the call. And that is this. Think about this guy who is sitting there in a company. 7,000 people being laid off at Baker Hughes. I mean, that's a lot of people, folks. So a lot of you out there right now that are listening to this, this is going to happen to you this year. And you're thinking, I've got all this money in my 401k, but I can't even get to it. They won't even let me get to it now where I could invest in advance so I'd have income waiting for me when I got out, when you let me go. That's the golden handcuffs of the 401k. It's an insane investment. I would never, ever, ever let anybody in my family put money into a 401k. It's just the dumbest thing in the whole world. And this poor guy's seeing the problem. They've got him. He can't leave and he can't go and he can't come and he's... They may fire him and he will have nothing invested because he can't even get to it till they fire him. Wow. It's a sad situation. But again, look at what happens. Our investor comes in and saves the day. We're teaching him how to overcome what they've told him he can't do. They're telling him he can't get the money. I'm telling you, he can get half of his money, not to exceed $50,000. He can get it out right now by borrowing it out, and he can put that money to work, start building passive streams of income before it's too late. Yes, my friends, it is possible to break through the chains of mediocrity that we pound on each and every day as we go through life. So when we come back, for those of you that still want to hear it, I'm going to read you the email from this guy. I've waited to the very end because I wanted to let you off the hook that didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to make it painful to sit through the radio show and hear this. But this guy is adamant, and he's got some really aggressive language. And I think for a radio show like this, it's probably an okay thing to do, to let you know how other people are feeling, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to draw a line in the sand against these other ideas. We're not here just playing around talking about a little bit of passive streams of income.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
20% of the activities you do in life produce 80% of your results. That's his efficiency ratio. Now, it's obvious in life, if you can do more of the 20% that makes a difference and less of the 80% that doesn't, you can be more successful. So it's that line. Here is the line. You live, let's say there's a line where you are exactly an 80-20 person. Successful people are more like 30-70. Unsuccessful people are more like 90-10. What I mean by that is the people who are unsuccessful spend 90% of their time doing stuff that means nothing and only 10% of the time doing something that's effective. Very successful people spend 30% of their time doing something effective and only 70% of their time doing something ineffective.
We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Someone just gave me a call during the break, sent me an email and said, hey, I own storage units, and I'll tell you what you didn't reflect on, and that was the buildings are worth a lot less than an apartment building, so there's not as much depreciation, so you can't cover all of the income from the rentals by depreciation, so you end up paying taxes, whereas in most cases with apartments that would never happen. So thank you for that extra point. I didn't even bring that one up because I've never been an owner and I didn't realize that, but that is a good point. Those buildings will not have enough depreciation to cover the income. Now, as I promised, I'm going to share this guy's email because I believe, unlike Rush Limbaugh and Hannity and all these other guys who will never let the full story come out by anybody that ever calls their radio show or emails them, they'll never share the opposing opinion. I think it's perfect. I will let anybody, even with a dissenting opinion, comment as long as you're willing to let me rebut. And so I read now for your sake, for their sake, because this kind of stuff needs to get out. My name is Everyman, and I've been listening to your show for several months now. While I find your fundamental message regarding passive income to be quite life-changing, your constant complaining and nagging and ranting and raving and hoo-hooing and anger and the government only fuels the fire of collective belief held by the lowly middle-class Americans. Common, come on. Resolve to spread your fundamental message. You are not a shock jock. You're not Sean Hannity. You're not Glenn Beck. The power of your show lies in the fundamental message. Don't you see that? Your show literally has the power to change minds, chiseled into patterns of failure, woe, and misery. Just by introducing your show to several of my family members, you showed them the flaws in the saving your way to retirement plan. What's amazing is I don't even think you realize the power that you have. Wield it wisely. Quit pandering to the lowly hearts that want to hear, that want an ear to hear your sob story about how president took all their money, pissed in their Cheerios, sneezed in their coffee, insert any mindless babble about how all problems stem and lead to the White House. You're poisoning the greater message which you offer. I don't care about Billy Bob Cletus and how the government is taking away his guns, or Johnny Jock's itch, whose industry is being downsized because of legislation. That's all irrelevant to the sensible who see what your fundamental message is and our way to financial freedom. You always say you won't be affected by the government and policies it shifts. If that's true, then why stop talking about these things? Middle-class Americans get it. Whether they believe it or not, we get it. We're the first to get the shaft and the last to get asked to the proper date. Cut the useless, aimless, senseless, meaningless diatribe. Stick to a plan. Show us how to end the cycle. So there it is, my friends. There is the opinion that I should stop pandering to the lowly few. Now, I rebutted him just like I told you in the beginning of the show, so I don't need to read that. But he comes back with another one and says, just look at these figures, my friend. Let's take the podcast ratings and realize how far off we are from regarding the power of your show. Topping the overall charts of podcasts is NPR Invisibilia, a show about invisible forces that control human behavior. Really? Are you kidding me? Now let's look at just business podcast. Number one business podcast today, drum roll, wait for it, is Dave. Save your wave to nothingness, Ramsey. Are you serious? Here's the real gut wrencher. The number one podcast for business investing is Business Investing, is Dave the Rave Ramsey. My words don't even matter if you don't see where I'm coming from right now. Get some new glasses. The point I'm trying to make is simple. Think realistically about your show's target and then think about your show's average listener. Deconstructing your show's target audience, you'll find the person that takes action. The only cure for fear is the person that goes to a seminar and takes addictive action, adds to his or her life. People taking this sort of action add things to their life that cause change and uncover potential avenues of new success. Now, deconstruct the average listener. This is the person that even when you go to the seminar, listen to the message and see others taking addictive action, they sit on the sideline and find every reason not to change their life. This is what I call the subtractive action. People taking this sort of action believe that they are doing nothing or taking away from form of change. They will never fail or be worse off than they are currently. My challenge to you is reclaim the interest of your target market and audience member. You have a positive effect on 100% of your target audience. We're the ones listening, actually listening. For crying out loud, we're the ones you will change. I'm not saying forget the average listener. I'm saying they have Dave Ramsey, Save Your Way to Nowhere USA, or Glenn Beck, or NPR, or Rich Dad, or Motley Fool, all that other rubbish and refuse and garbage and trash that's out there. It's all for them. All we have is you. Well, Mr. Average America, whoever you are, I hear what you're saying, and I understand your point. However, I still feel it necessary to go after that fringe, the people that have not had the luck in their life to have gotten as far as you have to where the message rings true in a very short period of time. Some people, I have to beat it into them. I have to beat the other stuff out of them is really what's more likely true. And so I have to rant and rave. And no, I'm not a shock jock. And no, I'm not these national gurus. But my gosh, somebody has to do it. Isn't it time in our society that we promote common sense? Isn't it time that we promote success over insanity? What is insanity? Continue to do the same thing that these factions have done for years and expect to get a different result? That's what insanity is. We all know that. And every one of these factions we've talked about today has their own misguided belief system that they're in love with, that they're addicted to, and that they'll live with until somebody else comes along and sheds light. Remember, when you walk into a dark room and turn on the lights, the roaches run. What I want you all to do today, call your radio stations and tell them it's time to give way for the light, to get rid of the roaches, and to change the message that America's hearing on a day-to-day basis. It's time to upgrade to common sense from ignorance and pathetic, repetitive drivel that gets dribbled out of these guys' mouths day after day after day after day. It's time to overcome the insanity of fake intelligence and come down to earth with American common sense. Well, my friends, have a wonderful day, and remember this. We're not doing it for the money. We're doing it for the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.